we are hearing how Sukadeva Goswami narrating the beauty of Vrindavan, especially where Krishna with Vrajavasis, with cows and with cowboys, over enjoy. After Kaliya, deliverance of Kaliyas, the Vrajavasis, cowboys, they returned to Vrindavan, and they with very pleasing mood describing all these leelas, how Krishna perform all these leelas with Kaliyas, and describing all these leelas in within the Brajpur, means within the village of Braja. They like two things, Brajvasis. They like to hear about Krishna and they like to narrating about Krishna. Actually, Varnasram system, why Veda introducing these systems? Or why even Acharyas, they are stressing, okay, just come in the line of Varnasram systems. Because we have body. And mostly, especially in Kali Yuga, we are attached with bodies and we can say uncontrolled senses, uncontrolled mind. And to rectify us, not to go down, not to go to lower spaces. At least, if someone performs Daiva Varnasram systems, he can regulate his life, discipline his life. But actually, Varnasram system is a support. It is a support towards, like it is a support for the pure devotional service. It is support. But the aim of Varnasram system is to glorify Krishna. Hearing, chanting and hearing. It does not mean someone is brahmachari, okay. He don't want to marry, his life is brahmachari life. That does not mean he is now free. He don't have other duty, he can maintain a life. Just like you can say, he pious life and easy life. No. He may be brahmachari, he may be grihastha, he may be vanaprastha, he may be sannyas. Whoever he may be. And according to our position, according to our nature, we have to follow Guru Krishna's order, we have to rectify, and we have to, you can say, yeah, we have to develop a taste towards Harikatha, Shravan and Kirtan. This is our life, Shravan and Kirtan. Why? Because in this life, anyhow, by following this Bhakti Yoga, by devotional path, we have to develop our attachment. And this is the best process. These two, hearing and chanting, these two are the best process to develop our attachment towards Krishna. And also, someone may ask question, okay, where I am also hearing, I am also chanting, why attachment is not coming? Sometimes, for many aspects, many subtle points are there in Vaishnavism. You cannot blame the procedure. You can't blame this procedure. You can't develop a twitch of doubt towards this procedure. It's such a clean and you can say spotless path. Spotless path and very sublime path. You can't say sometimes where is our fault? Fault is not in the process. And sometimes it looks like fault is not with me. I am following all principles. Sometimes it looks like that. But why it is not happening? Why attachment is not coming towards Guru and Krishna? Very difficult to know that. Very difficult to know that. Only a bona fide disciple and bona fide Guru, they can know. Yes. Why this attachment is not coming? Where is shortcomings, we can say. Where is my shortcomings in my devotional life? Scrutinously we have to analyze our spiritual duties. Spiritual duties. Very systematically. Systematically we have to see. And among all these, we can say valuable point, if we discuss among each other or if you analyze yourself, where is my fault? Beginning is one fault. You understand? Beginning, there is a one fault. And that fault creating so many branches, so many faults. What is that fault? Who creating all doubts, who creating all problems, who creating, we can say, all impediments in our spiritual life. When we lose faith towards Guru and Krishna. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. Yeah. This is most important. Prabhupada used to say this is the most valuable instruction of Vedic Shastras, Vedic treasures. Invaluable parts, invaluable treasure. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha. That thing we have to always remind. That point we have to always remind. Like, you know, sometimes we can say check and balance. You know, check and balance. In account system, in accounting systems, the system is there, check and balance. And if you want to check and balance your spiritual life, that is, what you are doing, whether you are preaching or constructing or pujari, what you are doing, doesn't matter. All are spiritual. But check and balance process should be with these words. Check and balance should be with this word. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. I am performing all set of service, but why attachment is not coming towards Guru? For me, it is like air, you see. Oxygen, air. It is our life. We want. Anyone want? Okay, oh, I have enough air, I don't want. When you get some fresh air, he should open his nose, eyes, ear. Yes. It's natural. He want more. He want more. Like life air. Yes. Devotion towards Guru and Krishna is like spiritual life. Devotional life's life air. Yes. Yes. That is check and balance point. Okay, I'm doing this service, but why this attachment is not coming towards Guru? Because unless you have attachment towards Sadhu, you can't develop attachment towards Krishna Gatha. You can't develop attachment towards deities. All spiritual paraphernalia is connected with this verse, Jasya Deva Parabhakti, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. So, very important teachings of Vedic literature, especially in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. How you see how Vrajavasis? They are very simple. Yes. Tending cows, but their life was Krishna, and they want to glorify only Krishna's Leela. I want to hear. Yeah. More you increase, when your senses become more spiritualized, according to your surrender, according to Guru Krishna's mercy, your all knowledge acquiring senses, when it become more spiritualized, naturally these two things, your inclination will increase towards hearing and chanting. Yeah, you will develop inclinations. Inclinations towards hearing and chanting. But that, why? That only, this hearing and chanting only serve our material and spiritual problem. Material. Unless we achieve frame, body is there. Body is there means material problem is there. Whoever he may be. He may be brahmachari, he may be grastha, he may be vanprastha, he may be sannyas. Whoever may be. According to his stage, body is there. Body is there. He is carrying a body. When you achieve frame, that body becomes spiritualized. 100% spiritualized. No material problem now. No material problem is stopped. No spiritual problem. And in prime stage, no spiritual problem. But before these stages, always material problem and spiritual problem. Yeah. And by hearing and chanting, these two things will solve all our problems. Shravan Kirtan. Hearing and chanting. Yes. So Brajvas is cowed voice. They returned to Vrindavan and glorifying, narrating the Kaliya Leelas. Yes. This was their life. Prajavasi jana prachara kalkana tarasava nahe pratishta bhikuka. Yes. They don't want name, fame, prestige and adoration. Nothing else. What is valuable and what is valueless? You understand? This is what is valueless and what is valuable in non-devotees. Even a general devotee don't know what is valuable and what is valueless. Yes. Other than Guru and Krishna, they are thought there. Glory is there. Yes, transcendental glories. Other than Guru and Krishna, everything is useless. Valueless. Valueless. Looks like valuable. Yes. Valueless. And because we have body and we have senses and many lives before we have, we can say, a deep relation. Yes. Strong relationship with senses, heart. You understand? Senses, heart and material things. The three things are connected. And heart reflecting to mind and senses. Sense subjects, heart, yes, close relations. Close relations. No, not necessary. There is no necessary for training how to enjoy. Everyone knows. A dog knows, a hog knows. Everyone knows how to enjoy. Not necessary. Why it is not necessary? Why it is not necessary? Why? You can say, why it is so natural? Why it is so natural how to enjoy? Because many lives with sense objects and heart, they are in one line, parallel. One line. Oh, very difficult. And by hearing, by chanting, and focusing on Krishna and Krishna Seva, Guru Krishna Seva, that is valuable life. Devotee life is very valuable life. It don't waste time. Our time is very valuable. Brajvasis knows they are only glorifying Krishna. Yes, glorification was their life, hearing and chanting. Yatra nirchara nirnadam nibruta swana jillikam saswata chikararjim chikararjis druma mandana manditam. In Vrindavan, the loud sound of waterfall cover the cricket's noise and cluster of the trees constantly moisture by the spray from these waterfalls beautified the entire area. This is Vrindavan. Yeah. Suffering is in material life, suffering is in material consciousness, suffering is in material world. Yes. Spiritual world is different. Its nature is different. When we are saying spiritual means spiritual. Here we are experiencing something material. Material means material mind, material senses, material food, everything material. Now everything material. And spiritual? Tree is spiritual, water is spiritual. You understand? Spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, everything is spiritual. Here only soul is spiritual. Within our body, soul is spiritual. Within animal body, soul is only spiritual. Whole body, dead matter. Whole body is dead matter. But there everything, and here you see, like sand, stone, mud, water, we cannot say they are spiritual. No. They have to work according to nature of, according to the order of nature. But in spiritual world, everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. And Sukadeva Goswami narrating how Krishna was enjoying in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the loud sound of waterfall cover the cricket's noise. You know, small. How can you say crickets? Che, 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 creating big sound. Oh, if you go to deep forest, you can tolerate all these sounds. Yeah. Very painful. Che, 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 especially in summer. Especially in summer. I have experience. I went to men because for Patha I am used to go to tribal areas and I am even 4 p.m. I am just used to go to hill areas. I saw. You can find so many varieties of ants, like crickets, so many things you can find there. They are creating sound. So, amazing world. Krishna created so many varieties of animals, birds, insects, germs, reptiles, oh, and human, you see, two legs, two leg, two hand, two eye, one head. But how many varieties of nature, how danger, you see, where someone is mild, someone is very, you can say, very stubborn, someone is simple, someone is, what Krishna's creation? Wow. And all these creations is nothing else, just like, you know, like mixture. If you realize, what is that? That is, therefore, the central person, they give up this world. Not in body, you know, body is in this world. In mind, they are not in this world. They don't want to stay in this world, in mind. They know, such a crazy world, Krishna created. How can someone can say, oh, this is a beautiful world? You can't say. And one moral instructor is saying, you see, sometimes marriage is happening. And in the marriage festival, everyone is laughing, enjoying. And sometimes, someone give up body and they're burning their body in crematorium place and crying. You know, within one day, someone is laughing, someone is crying. And somewhere, you see, like we are discussing here, and others are just enjoying wine. And someone, he's saying like that. And scholars, they are discussing about different topics. And fools, rascals, they are enjoying. What is that word? Yes. But in Vrindavan only spiritual enjoyment. Spiritual enjoyment. Yes, Sukadev Goswami, you can say vividly, he wants to describe these things. Why? He wants to create a desire in heart of a devotee. So systematically and vividly describing, let general devotee or conditioned soul should increase his desire, how I will return to Golok Vrindavan. Yes, here only suffering. You know, this is adjustment life. You understand adjustment? Like now you are adjusting here. Season is different, food is different, you are adjusting. There is no other way. You have to adjust. But even if you adjust nicely, no problem. You don't feel any problem. If you adjust, so material world means the same. Just adjust. Pass the time. Just wait when the time will come. Just wait. And why we want to adjust? Someone can say, oh no, I want to die immediately. If you die, you cannot get Krishna prem. Immediately. But at least you adjust and do your bhajan. Do your bhajan and wait when Sadhguru's mercy will come and you will achieve prem. This is a place of adjustment. Don't try to make it something very fixed. Yes. That is another illusion. I want to do something very best. No. Even this world, you want to see the nature of this world, I can show you. You see such a big temples, Goswami is out of love, not out of pride, not to swing to this material world. Let's see how great saint I am. No? Out of love, they established so nice temples, Govinda, Gopinatham, you see, in Vrindavan, such a huge temple. Who is taking now? You saw this, which one in Vrindavan, this big pond, Mansar, no? I went once there. Haridev temple. You ever been there? No. Haridev deity is not there. Mahaprabhu went there. This deity was established by Vajrana. Haridev. Nearby Manasi Ganga. You just enter to Manasi Ganga, that side. Just come out. You can see another way is there. And you ask there Haridev temple. Haridev is not there. He is now nearby Dhrumaras house now. Dhrumaras. Kanpur, near Kanpur. Haridev is there now. Such a big temple, you can see. Who is maintaining? This is time. Time will devour everything. You know this, how can you say? Oh, nice. Kusum Sarovar. You saw? Beautiful decorations. Carvings, so nice carvings. Even you see in Parikrama in Vrindavan, right side of this Yamuna. So nice carving, nice houses are. Who is taking care of now? Time is very valuable, and sometimes if you don't do bhajan, time will make everything perishable. Very valuable, without bhajan everything will be perishable. Yes, just adjust. I'll develop love. We are adjusting and just for Krishna's service. And how to increase our love for Krishna. And our desire is to develop a hankering. Yes, hankerness. Yeah. For return back there to God, to Golok Vrindavan. Therefore, Sukhda Goswami narrating. You see, why saying about crickets? Sound of crickets, waterfalls. So many saintly persons are there. He don't want to describe in this, you can say, this scenery of nature. No. He want to create a desire. This place is suffering, you see. We are suffering here. Scorching heat. You cannot sleep. Sweating is coming. But in Golok Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, waterfall. The clusters of tree constantly bursted by the spray from the waterfalls and beautified the entire areas. You know, air is just heavily flowing, blowing air. And when air is blowing, waterfall. And water is falling from the waterfall. And the air just carrying the moistures. And the moistures, it touches the leaves of the trees. And the trees look so beautiful. The moistures, water moistures, is now on their leaves. That means the air is very cool air. No necessary for AC. Yeah. Everything is suffering here. Still we want to set up something permanently. Everything is suffering. Yes, if you eat suffering, if you don't eat suffering, if you sleep suffering, if you don't sleep suffering, yes. Everything. Place of suffering, miseries. Yes, purport. These and the following three verses describes how Vrindavan manifested the feature of spring, even during the summer season. You understand? During the summer season, Vrindavan performing the nature of spring. This is Krishna and Krishna's support. Whole life we are struggling just to make something possible. Whole life we are devotees. What to speak of karmis? Don't think about karmis. Think about devotees. We are devotees. Whole day we are trying to focus on Krishna, 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 Krishna. And just to solve little problem. Everyone have little problems. Someone have problem for body, someone have problem for bhajan, someone have problem for something. Problem. Even we are devotees. We are trying our best to solve a little problem by our bhajan. It is not happening. But Vrindavan, by Krishna's blessing, you see, in summer, the nature of spring is there. Yes, Krishna makes everything possible. That is Krishna. When you always thinking, when you have always idea, this is impossible, this is impossible, this is impossible, that means when your devotee is in your neck bit, Tulsi bit is there, Tilak is there, and you are chanting Hare Krishna, still you are saying impossible, impossible, impossible. That means you are saying to Krishna, Krishna, impossible, impossible. Krishna saying, oh, it is his mantra now, he is saying impossible. He is worshipping me and he is saying impossible. What is impossible? It is impossible for us. Nothing is impossible for Krishna. You see, in summer, nature of spring is there in Vrindavan. What is impossible? Impossible? Everything is impossible in material world. Everything impossible. You can't say anything is possible. Anytime it is impossible. You understand? Impossible. Everything is impossible. How many days you live peacefully? That is impossible. You don't know. You cannot stay peacefully. Everything. You have to struggle, 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 struggle. And this is 100% guaranteed life. Possible life, Krishna. Yes. I never saw. I don't know. I went 4-5 times to West. I never saw like India. Even now in India, what to speak of West? People are not laughing. you find few people, they are laughing. You know, when we are small, and actually, this is a big problem, always fighting happen, or always complaints from father, mother, why you are laughing? Why you are always laughing? Father, mother used to beat, and seniors always feel bad to us. Why you are always laughing? If not in joking, always in jolly mood. In their karmis, even now you can find karmis, they are not in jolly mood, always in happy tense. You can find a smile face now. Everyone is in overburden. And in West, I know when they are just traveling in metro, in flight, I think they are dolls. I for me, this is they are dolls. They are just richer with their own words. Because their mind, they don't find any relationship with anyone. They are sitting to next a person, not to a dead body. They are sitting to, sometimes some countries, same cities. Even they are not asking, where are you from? No. His mom. Yes. And when flight is landing, they wake up, he just carries his luggage. Just all are like puppet. Before it was not there. No, before they are saying, hello, how are you, where are you from? Yes. Now everything is topsy-turvy. Everything. Material and spiritual. Spiritual life also same. Before Vaishnavas, they are serving Vaishnavas, when they see some Vaishnavas is coming, they are becoming so happy. Oh, this is my success of my life, today I saw Vaishnavas. Now we are developing fear. When we saw someone putting tilak, oh, Vaishnava is coming. Why? You know, so, yeah, I am speaking freely. I don't care someone. This is fact. When you saw someone is coming, some Vaishnava, what he will say? Whether you will ask some question or whether you will just from which ashram he is from, ISKCON or from other camp, he will preach, what he will preach? Yeah, I saw, even where sannyasis, we saw our devotees, when they saw this going their way, then they don't come. They run up fear, maybe he will preach me, maybe he will say some things. Yes, they are not talking. This is the material atmosphere. Material atmosphere. In spiritual atmosphere, everyone dancing, chanting. Yeah. But everyone is in overburden. And in Goloka Vrindavan, they are over-relaxed. If you over-relaxed, then what? You know, over-relaxed, you don't know. Over-relaxed, you have no job. Prasadam is there. Oh, you finished your rounds. That did no problem, and you are sleeping nicely. Over relaxed. And sleep and wake up 3:34, sleep nicely, and no thoughts. And Goloka Vrindavan, why they are over relaxed? Krishna personally present there. They are over relaxed. Not relaxed. Our life is a little relaxed. For chanting finish, prasadam, nice rest, attending Mangalarati, no complaint, then we are relaxed. But they are over-relaxed always. We can, in our term, we are using these things. But actually, they are always drowning in blissfulness. Krishna was there. Personally, Krishna was present. So this is Vrindavan. Impossible. Don't think this is impossible. If you have this idea, oh, I will try. I will see what happening in my life by accepting Krishna consciousness. Then I will see. I am going to say trial. Huh? Trial method. Don't apply trial method to Krishna consciousness. It's not a trial method. This is life. This is life. When someone wants to marry, you want to say, okay, I will try. Trial method is applying? No, I have. This is necessity. This is necessary for my life. Don't apply trial method. Okay, I will try. It did not happen. Okay, I will give up. Then Krishna knows. Oh, from beginning, he has this idea. Krishna will not help you. Hey, that means you have no path. You have no path. But everything is possible for Krishna. First, step down. When you are, how can I step up, huh? How can I say? Step down your leg. Step down your foot. And the Krishna consciousness, the first step, you should have this idea. When you step down in Krishna consciousness, Krishna can make impossible to possible. You should have this idea. Yes. If this verse is there, if you want, in Padyavali, Rupa Goswami mentioning, if you want, within 1 second, he may turn a big ocean to desert, and desert to big ocean. Yeah, into small sand to mountain, a mountain to a small sand. This is Krishna. When you're in first step of your spiritual life, if you have this idea, I'll try, I'll see what will happen. Don't use all these terms. Don't use all these terms. Krishna is my life, and as a, you can say, as a loyal servant, obedient servant, I have to depend on him. You are my master. And my everything is in your hand now. And I know I have 100% faith. You can make impossible to possible. You see, this is the Vrindavan in summer, spring. In our life, always summer. You understand or not? Sometimes in Netherlands, summer is coming. Winter is coming, rainy season is coming, but inside our heart always summer. Always suffering. Season is only outside, it's touching outside body. Always we are suffering. Our life is like that. Always summer. But your life will be like spring, if Krishna want. If you surrender lotus feet of Krishna, no tense. And if something is coming, still Krishna. Krishna, he can change something. Saritsara prasavano mi bayunam kallara kunjat palavenu harinam navidyate yatravano kasadavu nidaga baiha baihar kabhavoti sadvale. The wind wafting over the waves of the lakes and flowing rivers carried away the pollen of many varieties of lotuses and the water lilies, and then cooled the entire Vrindavan areas. Thus the residents there did not suffer from the heat generated by the blazing summer sun and the seasonal forest fires. Indeed, Vrindavan was abundant with fresh green grasses. Yes. Because waterfall, water was continuously falling. And the wind is blowing and carrying this, how can I say, the vapors. Yes. The vapors. And it is always spreading all over the Vrindavan. Nice wind. Nature, in another place, nature, like in material world, nature is always in agitation. You understand how nature is in agitation? When we are cutting trees, when we are building big houses, we are disturbing nature. But there, nature is serving his own master, Krishna. Someone can say, how it is possible in summer, the nature of spring is there. Mayadhakyana prakruti suyate chacharacharam, under mind direction, this nature is working. Yes. What is impossible? Then wind is blowing, and within the lake, so many lotus. Yes, lotuses. And lily, water lily. The aroma, air is just carrying this aroma. And here waterfall, from waterfall, the wind carrying the vapors. And here, some places, aroma. This is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan, they don't feel anything. The scorching heat, like poison. No, they don't have these feelings. Krishna is there. That means Krishna will arrange everything for you. Krishna will arrange everything for you. That is a saying from A to Z. You know, in English, in India we say. There is sometimes in shop, you know, in computer shop, in grocery shop, they write down from A to Z shop. You understand? What does it mean? Everything you can find here. They write down A to Z. Means A to Z means all letters are there. So they are selling like computer shop. That's A to Z computer shop. And when you are faith towards Krishna, and when once even from your heart, open your heart. Don't close your heart. Open your heart. With open heart, once one saying, Krishna, what to do? Ainanda Tanuja Kingaram Patitam Abhisami Vambudu. Nanda Tanuja, anyhow, I just fall down within this dreadful of material ocean. Just think me. Mahaprabhu not saying accept me. Vichintayat. You think me as your lotus feet tossed, then my life becomes successful. So Krishna is so powerful. Even if he think about you, he can achieve everything. This is Krishna. If Krishna accept you, and you should accept Krishna first as a light and soul, then Krishna will arrange everything from A to Z. Why you are saying I want B, C, D, E, F? Why you are saying like that? Krishna already arranged from A to Z everything. Yes, if you have faith. Where you will stay, what to eat, how to maintain life, when you will die, who will help you, when you become old, who will help you, when you disease, it depends. Yeah, like a few days before we are discussing, this is main door key, dependency. Depend always, pray. That is prayer. What is prayer? Krishna, I am your, I am depending on you. You have to maintain me. You have to take care of me. What I can do? Unless you help me. That is the prayer, always. We have to pray, continuously. Without you, my life is useless. I can't survive in this world. That is prayer. The wind wafting over the waves of lake and wafting over. What is that? That's caring. Yeah. Yes. The flowing river carried away the pollen of many varieties of lotuses at water release. Then cool the entire Vrindavan area. Yes. Yeah, sometimes our body is cool, but mind heart is not cool. Yeah. Body cool. By using AC, your body is cool, but mind is not cool. Heart is not cool. But in Vrindavan, everything. A Gurudev used to say, yes. Leader should be a cool-headed person. What is cool-headed person? Krishna consciousness. If someone has devotion, he is a cool-headed person. Yeah, he is very advanced devotee, he is a cool-headed person. Everything is serious. And Krishna, always giving him intelligent. Therefore, he is cool-headed. Cool-headed. Yes. Hasty decisions. Aggressive mind with passion. That is not helpful in Krishna consciousness. Oh, I'll do this. I will marry. Again, so no, I don't want to marry. Oh, I want to divorce. What is that? I want to do this job and immediately give up. Then another job. No. Therefore, consult with cool-headed persons. This is a very, we want a stable life. Yes. And enter Vrindavan is cool. And Krishna consciousness means make you cool. Yes, always heart is burning with the fire, like forest fire, sansara, dava, nala, nida, loka. Forest fire. Why it is compared to forest fire? Before, nowadays, people are, how can I say? Yes, putting fire. Yes, before no. Two trees, their branches, rubbing each other by the heavy wind and fire just parallel arise and burn the whole forest. So how, why, where suffering? Where our fire is coming? Due to our karma. Our karma. Yes. Past deeds, past mistakes, past karma is there. Then time is just carrying all these things. No. Within the heart. Sansara nishaya nale divanisi hyachale judayate na koi nubhaat. You are so, such a fool. You are not trying. You don't find any remedy. You are not trying. You are in such a situation, outside problem, inside problem, you are suffering. Within the fire. Yes. Therefore, like I was saying these things. You cannot find anyone is always smiling. Everyone is reserved. Why there is so reserved? Overburden. Overburden. Over thought. Yes. Over responsibilities. Over responsibilities. When it's for future, so many plans, so many people. Everyone is reserved. Oh, even they are eating. You can find. They're in a happy mood. Cheery mood. No. Yes. When you lose touch towards Krishna, when you lose Krishna consciousness, when you are not developing some, I can say, your attachment towards Guru and Krishna, day by day, day by day, these stages will come. Always you feel helpless, always you feel unprotected. Yes. This is a matter of exchange between soul and super soul. You can't artificially adjust in spiritual life. Here is no adjustment. You understand? Material life adjustment. Here, settlement. Pakka settlement. No adjustment. I have Krishna is my life and soul. So unless we make this relationship very strong with Guru and Krishna, more we become like old, more we feel hopeless, helpless, and like tired. You understand? Yes. And like a future looks like blah, dark. Yes. No. Always. By associating with the devotees, when you develop faith towards Guru and Krishna, Krishna is there. Krishna will take care of me. Always you find hopefulness, joyfulness. Yes. Someone is there to push you back. You see, Karmi have many tails. You understand? Many tails. If you have one tail, it is different. Karmis, they have many tails. Therefore, at least, everyone knows everyone is suffering, but still you see they're marrying, their marriage is going on, job is going on, market, everything, they're doing everything. They're going to market, everything. Many tails. You understand why I'm saying the many tails? Wife. One tail. Okay, if he have no good relationship with wife, then son. If you have no good relation with son, then brother. Then sister. Always you can find tails. He can adjust his mind. He can pacify his mind with other relations. But for us, for you, father already left. Mother is there, eh? No, mother already left. And if with dress you went to your house, brother will not allow you. What? You want to stay with this red dress with me? I cannot feed you, I cannot cook separately. Yes, even I want, no one will cooperate me now. Who will cooperate me? They have their own lifestyle. Even their devotees. But they can't, they're grihasthas. Now you are brahmacharis. You can't adjust with them. They will eat three times. You said, no, 9 a.m. I want prasad. They said, what? No, this is not possible. You can take some dry things. 12 or 1 p.m. there is prasad. We don't have many tails. One tail. Yes. We don't have many supports. Only Guru and Krishna. And that, just catch hold tightly. Krishna and Guru, Guru and Krishna, surely they will help me. Yes, they are absolute. They came down this world, came down to this world out of causeless mercy. Yes, although I am disqualified in all respects, but they fall down, they know in this material world many disqualified persons are there. They know my qualifications. So please, Krishna, take care of me. Yes, this is Vrindavan mood. Oh, Vrindavan, you see, Vrindavan, no, all are cool-headed, body's cool, mind is cool, heart is cool. And Krishna's lotus feet is there, Krishna was there. Personally. Always you can say personally contact, there are always personally contact with Krishna. Then where is question of anxiety? Where is question of lamentation? Yes. Actually, devotees, if we just focus on one thing, like we are discussing this verse, Jasya Deva Paramakti. This verse. Just focus on that verse. Why I already initiated, why my attachment is not coming to Guru? Why I am not remembering always Guru's lotus feet? Why I am not thinking he is my protector? Yes. And like today, before I was reading this Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he used to say, I am so fallen, I cannot say, I will serve Guru. We will serve Guru, he is saying like that. My Gurudev is so qualified, just like Krishna, I cannot say, I will serve. He said, no, we will serve. Because for his service, is so great. Because he is serving Krishna. For Krishna's service, one man is not sufficient. So when we are saying, I want to serve, he is saying, no. Guru is not like, you know, how can I say? Not broad-minded, another one, narrow-minded. Don't be narrow-minded in Guru Krishna's service. Be broad-minded. Invite everyone and engage them. We want to serve, say, but I want to serve. Yes, and you say these things. I don't feel qualified. Yes, I don't feel qualified to say that my spiritual master. I have so fallen. My guru is so great. This is vision towards guru. My guru is so great, and I am so fallen. I cannot say my spiritual master. I can't say. And his visions towards his guru is like that. Yeah. And all spiritual, you can say, when we develop this vision, then all spiritual arrangement or settlement, caste settlements, everything will come. My guru's blessing. You see in Kesava Prabhupada, the 70. When he went to West, only he has this old body, we can say. 70-year-old body. But he have an invaluable property. That is his devotion for his Guru. His faith towards Guru. And Prabhupada said, I am bound to do these things. You know, sometimes you are bound to do your duty. Prabhupada said, I am bound. Therefore, I come here. In old days, I come here. I am bound to do this duty. Like karmi people, they are bound to do duty for their family. I am bound to do duty for my guru. And you see how Krishna arranged everything. In foreign land, in different culture, arranged everything. This is spiritual. Yes, Vrindavan. Krishna Ularas. Okay, thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Bhur Pramana.